Burton. Candy in during coffee hour today, right after church. There's a ladies' tea this week, December 4th. These are things printed in your bulletin, so you can get more details there. Christmas caroling, that would be next Saturday, so we don't have a chance to talk about it again. It'll be at Falling Water. We're meeting at 12:50 p.m. So even if you might not sing, but you enjoy Christmas carols and enjoy meeting and talking with others, please feel free to join us. If you're available right after church today, if you could see Rachel, she needs some help carrying some boxes. They're empty boxes that were from the Christmas decorations, and they're trying to put them away up in the balcony of Pilgrim Hall. So Rachel's over here. If you'll find her after church and give her a hand, she would appreciate it. You might notice out in the gathering area there's a mitten tree. It has scarves, hats, mittens, that type of thing. Next Sunday is the deadline in collecting items for the mitten tree. So if you haven't done it yet, maybe you could bring some things. Coming up this week are Advent classes. Pastor Becky's leading the morning ones. These are on Mondays at noon and in the evening at 7 o'clock. So that's also in your bulletin about that. Did you want to add anything to that?
That's good.
Okay, so that's coming up too. And if you have children that might be involved in the pageant, they're looking for that form to be filled out and completed and get that turned in today also. Anything else that we'd like to bring?
Today is a concert for
Southwest Community Chorus this afternoon at 3 p.m.
At the Methodist Church in Berea.
Okay.
And next Sunday here will be the jazz concert. And that's at 3 o'clock, is it? Here for the jazz concert. The following Sunday is the open house at the Parsonage. The following Sunday after that is the Christmas pageant. So just mark off your Sundays and come on, have a good time.
That's right. That's right. Also, if you're interested in having a poinsettia for Christmas Eve, that deadline is also next Sunday. So if there's an order form for that as well. Okay, is there anything else? Okay, then let us begin our worship.
Our opening song is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. So we ought to be joyful and up, and after all that Thanksgiving wonderfulness, we ought to be ready, right? Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Is worthy, worthy.
including all of those of you who are able, please stand for our call to worship. Excuse me. In Advent, we watch and wait and prepare to welcome the Christ child into the world.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
In Advent, we prepare for a life of discipleship and watch faithfully for signs of God's light breaking into the world.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
As we wait, dear one, we watch for signs of your action in the world, actions of compassion and grace breaking in.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Holy God, we recognize that we do not know the day or the hour, but we know that the day is near.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. Be born anew in our world and in our lives.
Amen. Please be seated.
Please join me as we light our Advent wreath. I'll move this way. Advent is the season of the year when we look to the promise of God.
We listen for the voice of the prophet who speaks God's word.
The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel.
He shall lead us and be our Savior.
He is coming soon.
With anticipation, we look for his coming.
Today we light the prophet's candle, remembering God's promise.
Thanks be to God.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Did I miss something? Hold on, we got to wait. Hold the peace.
The evergreen wreaths, which will hang in the doors of our sanctuary, are symbols of eternal life.
As a circle, the wreath has no beginning and no ending. As such, it reminds us of our own lives, which began with God, will end with our return to God.
And now, the peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Pass the peace of the Lord to your neighbor this morning. the first Sunday in Advent, and our service today is around all the symbols of the season. So we're going to be experiencing and learning about the symbols of the season, and you'll see it's a lot of songs in the process today, and no preaching. So you get a break from the preacher today. Yay! All right. So we'll be working and looking and experiencing the joys of the season. Advent's the time when we start preparing for the coming of the Lord, and some of us go crazy with it. Who's got a joy they'd like to share this morning? Yes.
As of today, I am retired 30 years.
Wow.
And a month ago, my wife celebrated 29. So between the two of us, we have almost 60 years of retirement living.
Wow, that's great. That's wonderful. Other joys? Yes. Yes, it was great, the Thanksgiving service. If you were here, it was wonderful. If you missed it, next year, make sure you make it. Also, we were able to do 50 plus on the baskets this year. 50 plus. We made our goal and still had some left over. So it's awesome, awesome, awesome. Great job. Thank you all. Others have a joy? Yes. Yes. Awesome. Other joys? Yes.
We had a house full of people for Thanksgiving. Relatives from Maryland came in and celebrated with us. And it was a joy having them, and it's now a joy that they went home this morning. We tried to bring them to this service, but we didn't get them. However, a couple of them did come to the ecumenical service, so we got them here for that.
And we worked them. Boy, I worked them. Decorating, putting up Christmas trees all around the property. We put up 10 Christmas trees or 12 Christmas trees, and they built a manger, and they didn't cut their hands off with the power saws or nothing. It was wonderful. So it's been a wonderful Thanksgiving. Other joys? Yes.
Ohio State remains unbeaten.
All right. Other joys? Hey, do the Browns play today?
Oh, yes.
Well, how come none of you ever asked for prayers for the Browns? I thought our deal was you were going to ask for prayers for the Browns.
There's only so much you can do.
It's Christmas time, though. You know, we do believe in miracles. Others? Other joys? Let's take it to the little... Who do we need to remember in prayers? Thank you. Folks, we need to remember in prayers. Yes. Your sister-in-law who lost her job. And it's a joy, your daughter got a job. All right. So your sister-in-law lost her job. How about your sister?
She's not better.
Okay, we need to remember her in our prayers. Lift her up in our prayers yet again. Others we need to remember? Yes.
Rich Tressa.
Others? Others?
All those in our prayers.
Yeah. I want to thank Rachel and Joyce and whoever else was here yesterday. And your mom.
And Doug
decorating the church and doing all this stuff. Rachel's been doing an excellent job. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Others? Let's take it to the Lord in prayers. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful celebrations and the family time we had together this past week, for filling our tables with a bounteous meal, for the time that we got to spend with loved ones. Lord, we are so thankful. And Lord, we're now in a time when we're looking forward to the future, to celebrating your birth. We wait with great anticipation, Lord, of the coming of the Christ child again. Lord, we should be looking for the coming of Christ every single day and live our life as though we expect him to be here. Lord, bless us. Lord, I ask your blessings upon those who are kneeling in need of your healing hand, of those who have lost jobs this week, Lord, of a sister who lost a mother. We pray for her. We pray for all those who are traveling to their homes this weekend, Lord, or traveling back. We ask your safe journey upon them. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless this, your church. It is truly a wonderful witness in your community. Lord, bless us. And now, Lord, hear us as we join in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, this is the time we normally do the children's moment, I believe. And we have Riley here. Shall we do a children's moment? Come on down. And all you other big kids who want to come down, come down. Come on down. Well, hello. How are you? What's Advent? What's Advent? You don't know? Advent is the time that we prepare. Advent means coming, and it's the time of preparation for the coming of Jesus on Christmas Day, right? And sometimes we have things that help us do that. You ever seen one of these? Never seen one of these? You ever seen one of these? Do you have one of these? You know, I have one in my house that I hang on the wall that somebody made for me, and it has little pockets in it, and I put chocolate in each of the pockets. So I get a piece of chocolate every day. Because as you can see on here, it has a day, right? First day. So today is the first day of Advent. So who wants to open the window, first day of Advent, and see if there's anything under it? See what it says.
The people who walk in the darkness have seen a great light.
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. This way we get to count down the days till Christmas, Advent calendars. I'm going to give one of these to each of the teachers in the Sunday school and hope that you'll open them up next time. And maybe next Sunday, if I think about it, I might just bring one of those things that has chocolate in it and see who wants to read and maybe get a piece of chocolate in the morning. What do you think? Yeah? All right. All right. Well, remember, Christmas is coming, so we got to prepare. Do you do? What do you like about Christmas?
A present.
Well, what are you giving? Uh-oh.
I know what you're getting.
I didn't say getting. I said giving.
Oh.
You know, Christmas gifting is both two ways. It's about getting, but it's also about giving. So think about what you're going to give to those. Yes?
Carrots, cookies, and milk.
Carrots, cookies, and milk. So you're looking for the reindeer and Santa Claus.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, let's think about Advent. Let's have a prayer. Awesome God, thank you for this blessed day. Be with us. Amen. Amen. See you later, kiddo. The ushers come forward and receive from us an offering. You know, this is the Advent time of the year. It's a time of giving. God gave to us the Christ child, not because we deserved him, not because of anything we did, but out of his sheer love for us. And that's the way we give back to God. Give out of the blessings of your heart. Give out of thankfulness for God. Come and receive. this morning, we come and we bring these portions of what you've given to us with so thankful heart. Lord, thank you for this season of joy and hope and peace and love. Bless us, Lord, and bless these gifts. In the name of the living Christ, we pray. Amen. Please remain seated for all the songs that we're going to sing as we bring forth the symbols of Christmas. Okay.
Thank you. forever dreams, forever alive, even in the midst of winter. They symbolize the unchanging nature of God, and they remind us of the everlasting life that is ours through Christ.
Thank you.
today we've placed the candles, the manger, the Christmas tree, and the Star of Bethlehem. The evergreen and the ivy that symbolize eternal life. And the poinsettia. And the bell of remembrance. And the Christ candle. All things to remind us what the Advent season is about. But they're symbols. They're symbols of the season. What's important is not the symbols, but the event of Advent. It is a time for us to look deep in our heart and make discernment about whether we want to have the Christ child within us again this year. It's not about the giving of gifts. It's not about the Black Friday sales, which are terrible. It's not about all the hustle and bustle. It's not even about the parties and the food and all that stuff. In some sense, it's not even about family. It is about the Christ child. It is about the gift that God gave us so that we might have life eternal. In this season of Advent, as you're hustling and bustling and doing all kinds of things, I hope you'll take time to remember some of the symbols as you see them around. You might see them at the mall. You might see them at your own house. Maybe you'll even have an Advent wreath in your house that each day you would light a candle for the season of Advent. I hope so. I hope so. But whenever you see these things, ask yourself the question, is Christ in my heart? Is the baby of Bethlehem in my life? If the answer is yes, then give thanks. If the answer is I'm not sure, then start a pilgrimage today to find him. And if not at all, go the extra miles. Get on your knees and pray for him to be part of your life. It is the most important gift that you will ever give or get. And when you share it with others, it'll be the most important gift that you ever give. Because that gift that we've been given, sets the tone for our entire life, is how we live, and gives us the promise of life everlasting. May this Advent season be a time of preparation. And may you celebrate with all of us on Christmas Eve as we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. God's Advent seasons be a blessing to you. Can we now all join in our closing hymn? For unto us a child is born. And if you're able, would you please stand?
Thank you.
is to be born in Bethlehem come to you this day and be nurtured in the hollow of your heart. And may you walk every day knowing him as your Lord and Savior. Go in the blessings of this Advent season. Go in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Scourged upon his back and hammered through his feet.
Innocent is cursed, the guilty are erased, the punishment of God on God has brought me peace.
Thank you. Shepherds went and found the baby with Mary and Joseph nearby. Then they went to spread the message
of snow.